Scientists and health agencies are trying to understand why monkeypox is suddenly spreading more widely than ever before.
It's been well studied in the African region. We've seen a few cases in Europe over the last 5 years, just in travelers, but this is the first time we're seeing cases across many countries at the same time in people who have not traveled to the endemic regions in Africa.
Endemic in parts of Central and West Africa. In the past, it was generally confined to isolated cases outside that region. Now, with evidence of community transmission via close bodily contact across many countries, they'll be investigating whether the virus has become more transmissible.
The question is whether it will develop like previous monkeypox outbreaks. We must take into consideration that the way the virus spreads could mean it changed, so we must react quickly and decisively now to contain a global outbreak.
The symptoms are generally mild, if unsightly, and often clear up on their own. But there are higher risk groups among the young and immunocompromised. So the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control is warning member states to gear up for possible vaccine distribution, using remaining supplies of the vaccine that helped eradicate smallpox in the 1980s. Beyond concern, however, no one is signalling alarm.
For the broader population, the likelihood of spread is very low. However, the likelihood of further spread of the virus through close contact, for example, during sexual activities among persons with multiple sexual partners, is considered to be high.
In a world still racked by the COVID-19 pandemic, societies have an advanced understanding of viral spread and protection. Testing, contact tracing, self-isolation and basic hygiene are household concepts. So containing a disease like monkeypox should be relatively easy. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.